Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Studio E here at our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and EO room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe this morning. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch that's keeping America rolling along, we thank you, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast to coast, border to border. And, of course, our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail haulers, our Amazon warehouse employees and our Amazon drivers out there, as well as our suicide jockeys getting the gas and the diesel fuel or the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're also on Gab, we're also on Parler, we're also on Getter, we're on Talk Trump's Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captains America. That's how you find us over there at all those different places, Captains America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check that out, see all the different things we have to offer. And, oh, by the way, if you can't hear us any other way, you can hear us streaming over there, just like we're talking to you right now here on however you're listening to us. If you're having troubles hearing us, go to the Internet, go to the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, and just click on it, listen live, and you'll hear us. And we stream the show all day long, too. All right, coming to us from the Northern Hills, north of Tampa, we have got Denise Simon, and here we go. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
It is, thank you, boys and girls. Thank you, thank you. It is a balmy 71 degrees on one side of the building, and it is a not-so-balmy 66 degrees on the other side. I think one's in the wind and one's not, is what the difference is. We'll go with that anyway. So, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the story goes this morning, the headline goes like such: Garland pledges autonomy for prosecutors in Hunter Biden probe.
Which is to say that these special counsels that have been assigned to it have full authority. He will not interfere with anything that they're doing. Now, do you believe that? Because I don't.
No, I do not.
Okay.
I've not believed it since he said it a while back, but that's okay.
One of Hunter's top attorneys, interestingly enough, bailed yesterday. he quit.
Yeah.
And it looks like the reason that he quit was because he and the sugar daddy, the one that bailed out Hunter for his $1 million-plus income tax liability, that paid it for him.
Okay.
Joshua Levy, the top attorney, and the sugar daddy got into some kind of a dispute yesterday, or have been disputing. What about? I don't know. But it was enough for, his legal team, which is Joshua Levy was, quit. So they have added Abby Lowell. He's one of the top attorneys in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. So whoever's paying that bill, because I think Abby Lowell's rate's $2,500 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this sugar daddy's going to pick up the legal bills. I mean, legal tab now. I don't know.
Well, he's been doing it all along, so I don't see why he wouldn't still do it, but that's okay.
Well, Bob Bauer, he worked in the Obama administration. His wife is Anita Dunn, who currently works in, they both, mm-hmm. Bauer and Anita Dunn, both work in the Biden White House. He had actually recommended Levy for the job, but, and so that happened. But apparently this Kevin Morris guy, who paid his back taxes, they got into some kind of a issue, and Levy didn't like Lowell's strategies, and they didn't like each other. So, yeah, that's things are kind of, maybe the wheels are falling off. I don't know.
Well, I can imagine how that could be because, you know, lead attorneys, especially the egos they have that are 9 miles long, I'm sure in his estimation, it's my way or the highway.
I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know.
All right.
Can't tell you.
Here comes the music in my ear. I'm going to put you over here on hold. And, folks, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. Don't go anywhere. We will be back with more. Kathy, it's going to be your turn. So let's get to Kathy over here. There we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. They are currently the second largest insurer of automobiles in the country. And they've been in business for well over 85 years, insuring over 26 million drivers. Now, your local GEICO office, which you can find on the website, or the website, can help you find the coverage that you need for just about anything that you own. Now, that includes the car you're driving, maybe the truck you're driving. How about if you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV? You can bundle those, save a little bit of money on your policy. But where you'll really save money is if you take your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance and stack that along with what you got with your car or your truck and all these other items, you're going to save a boatload of money. And I mean, you really are. So check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, .com, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, .com. You can find out who your agent is or you can get all the quotes there right in front of you and handle everything online if that's what you want to do. GEICO, GEICO.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, I think, I'm not sure, but I think we might have Aaron on the line from Colorado. Is that you?
Yeah, that's me again. Anyway, I have a question for Denise Simon. Is Havana Syndrome fact? Or the Havana Syndrome being in the Twilight Zone. But anyway, Denise, have a good night. Goodbye.
All right. That's one of our talking points, believe it or not.
You know, I don't mind telling you, but I do think that this was a foreign attack on our people. So I'm not liking this report at all. I'm not believing it. Let me put it to you that way. There's too many people that were affected. too many places in Guangzhou, China, and I happen to have been in Guangzhou myself, but that's a side point, and in Cuba, and I think there was one other location.
Canada? Wasn't Canada one of them?
I don't think so. It affected some Canadians.
Right.
But I'm not believing this report at all. And it kind of is a segue to that, and I'll tell you why I'm not, another reason why I'm not believing it, is because when the Department of Energy and the FBI have come out with some confidence, whatever level, that the coronavirus, you know, the COVID-19 came out of the Wuhan lab, and the fact that the White House is not confirming that or not buying into that. The reason they're not is because if the White House goes along with that, then the White House, the national security apparatus, has to react. You see what I'm saying? They have to punish China in some way. And they refuse to punish China at anything. And the same thing goes for the Havana syndrome. Some foreign government, I'm sorry, used some kind of something or other, and it affected, I think, well over 200 people, in very, serious ways. And, so if we find out that it was, you know, a China thing or a Russia thing or a North Korea thing or whatever, you have to react because then it's an attack on our people. And what's particularly interesting, and I think the reason that this White House is ignoring all things fentanyl and what is happening there because of China and the Mexican cartels, is because those countries have to be punished. There has to be some consequence.
Mm-hmm.
And this administration is not ready for some kind of consequence other than the normal, oh, well, we're going to throw a sanction on them. But that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. This administration is not prepared at all and does not have the will to stand up for our entire country in the full defense of our people, period.
Correct. I agree. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. As far as this guy, Merrick Garland, they're grilling him on the Barbie up here.
Yeah.
When they get some of these FBI agents, the lower FBI agents, to start testifying, do you think that they will be able to either impeach the higher ones or bring charges against them? And this obviously proves that some of this stuff that Trump was saying about a conspiracy against him was true. All right, that's it, Cap.
All right. I would like to think in a perfect world that we impeach Garland, but I don't think it's going to happen.
No. You know, and I was actually thinking about some of that yesterday, including, you know, a lot of people were kind of critical of me when I posted something on Facebook about Brett Baer when he interviewed FBI Director Christopher Wray. Brett mm-hmm. Baer asked some very good questions, and he asked them a couple of times trying to push them, but Christopher Wray just really, his responses were all platitudes. I mean, I could have given the answers that Christopher Wray did, virtually. And, you know, Christopher Wray works for Garland. Well, Garland did not have a good day on the Hill yesterday. He was tarred and feathered by several. The exchange between Garland and Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley were really kind of remarkable.
Classic.
But yeah, you know, they just keep saying, this is our procedure, this is that, blah, blah, blah. So the decent thing to do, and I was actually going back and thinking about previous presidents, presidential administrations, and when there were somewhat scandals, you know, they would fire somebody or they would replace somebody or move somebody or discipline somebody. This administration isn't doing any of that.
Nope.
They just don't care. And this is not a Biden that's making these decisions at all. He doesn't have a clue. In my opinion, it's between the chief of staff, Susan Rice, and Anita Dunn in that crowd. That's where this is all coming from. So this administration is just going to ignore all of it. They don't care. And, you know, the damage, I keep saying, the damage they could do between now and the end of his first term, it's just hold on, because I think they're going to push through as much as they can.
I believe they are. Now, what do you suppose changed the Biden administration's stance on the East Palestine, Ohio train derailment aid? What do you suppose changed their mind?
Well, they were getting tarred and feathered on that one, and still are, I would argue.
Yep.
But one of the interesting things here is that there could be some interesting lawsuits, because some of these employees that are there part of the cleanup and they're trying to deal with the, you know, chemical residual stuff,
mm-hmm.
they themselves are now getting very sick.
Yes.
So I think that they're seeing some of this. And they probably don't want any more deep dives into Buttigieg and the Department of Transportation, or any more deep dives into Reagan over at the EPA. So they've decided that, okay, we'll start cooperating, we'll start supporting, and we'll start doing this, and we'll start doing that. So, I think that's the reason why.
Okay. We also know that... the FBI assessment that the origins of the pandemic are most likely a potential lab incident in Wuhan are being challenged by everybody now. They had a group think meeting and tell all down in South Sarasota on Monday night, very well attended. And those people down there, they believe that there's a skunk loose in the room somewhere.
Okay, I don't know what meeting that was and who attended it, but
it
okay.
It was the Sarasota Patriots, and then they had a group there of people. We had Dr. Williamson, Malcolm Williamson was on our program. He was one of the people that spoke there last week, and very interesting stuff he was talking about. But anyway, he may be coming to an area near you, because you're going to move their meetings around and start talking to the people and say, hey, man, it's not what you think it is. But anyway... we'll be right back, too, with our military and veterans news. Otherwise, Denise Simon and I will be back tomorrow night. Have a good day.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yep, good morning. Denise Simon, FoundersShow.com. Go over there and check it out, all the great stuff that she has to offer.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he'll be making a decision about his playing career soon enough. Rodgers just spent time in a darkness retreat in Oregon and made his first interview appearance on the Aubrey Marcus podcast since emerging from the darkness. Rodgers says he's not looking for somebody to tell him what the answer is, as all the answers are right inside him. The general manager of the Green Bay Packers says the team's feelings about quarterback Aaron Rodgers haven't changed. He told reporters yesterday all options are on the table in regards to a trade for Rodgers. He didn't have any specifics and said the team needs to have a conversation. A San Antonio woman who was caught smuggling drugs in a car full of kids is heading to federal prison. Carrie Lastera was pulled over by Bexar County cops back in 2021. They found $2.5 million worth of meth in her car, next to two children. Court papers show she was working as a driver for a drug gang. This week, a judge sentenced her to 8 years behind bars. Julio Flores, USA News.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Assalam.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by our friends over at the National Aviation Academy, where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance tech at one of their two locations. And all you got to do to find out more is listen to what they're going to tell you here in a second. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you hear from Bo every couple of weeks here on the program telling you about the National Aviation Academy and what they can do for you. And what they can do for you is change your career path 180 degrees from going nowhere to going somewhere. And in probably a hurry because of what you start at. Now, there are two campuses for the National Aviation Academy. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside Boston. And the other one is down here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida. Now, in either case, since each class is, each school is uniquely different, you should ask to take the tour of one or both of their campuses. And I mean that when I say that. Call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Make that call and tell them you want to take the tour at one or both of their campuses and then set that up. Now, in both cases, you will have a chance to talk to not only students that are there, but also instructors that are there, and you'll be able to talk to the people from the student loan department that can help you get a student loan so that you have money to be able to attend. Now, military, you should already have had your paperwork, especially if you're being discharged from the military and this is something you're going to do to become to have a second career, so to speak. Military, if you've been discharged from the military, you are going to have your papers, your GI Bill papers, and if you tell them where it is you want to apply, they'll have National Aviation Academy in there and all that stuff. All you'll have to do is turn in your papers to National Aviation Academy, and they will help you do the rest. It's that simple. So if you have got your benefits in place and everything is taken care of, you can just go from one avenue of employment to another, gainfully employed by the United States military to an aviation maintenance tech. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. If you've been in some sort of air services, air maintenance, in any one of the military services, you've already got a leg up because you can take the refresher course, which is not 14 months long. It's only 3 months long. You can take the refresher course, and at the end of the refresher course, you then take your FAA certification test. And away you go. There are some people that feel really good about it, and they'll just take the test to begin with, but, you know, then you have to go back through the program. If you don't pass it the first time around, then you have to go through the recertification program, which is that three-month program. So at either rate, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour, and away you go. Now, the website, if you want to take a look at that, and you should, is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu or naa.edu. That is their website. Go there, check it out, and maybe we'll see you as a student over here at National Aviation. Now, I had a story yesterday that I read, and somebody didn't particularly care for it, didn't think it was right, and that the facts weren't accurate. Well, I'm going to read it again, and I'm going to give them the source, and go look at it and read it. You'll find out who's right and who's wrong. The headline is, troops discharged after refusing COVID vaccine can now rejoin. This is a Military Times article. Go to the Military Times website, and it's right there on the front page. It says, service members who were forced out of the military because they refused the COVID-19 vaccination now have a path for rejoining, according to the senior enlisted advisors who testified before Congress yesterday. And that's what they told Congress. Now, does that mean everybody that refused the COVID vaccine can just come right back on? Probably not. You probably have to pass your physical and all that good stuff and maybe even go through a background check again or whatnot. Probably all that's in the fold, but it's a lot easier than what this person was trying to make it out to be, who didn't understand what he was saying, and this is the correct assumption and the correct definition right here of what was being said. And the whole article is there, explains what you have to do, how you have to do it. It's all very simple, very simple. And I expect that people will probably follow that, and away they go. Now, in addition, we know that tanks in the Ukraine are a big deal. At least they are at the moment, since they can't get planes. Now, it appears there may, in fact, be some tanks available to the Ukraine coming by way of second-handness, if you will, because it's a country that says they're going to get rid of their tanks that they currently have to get new tanks that they don't have. And it was 178 tanks. Yep, 178. And the possibility that Ukraine can get those older tanks, which are from the 60s and 70s, they might be able to do that. And anything is better than nothing, really, in the world in which we live. You'll find that out. And it would at least give them something, because the tanks that they want from us are going to take months, if not a year, to get there. We just don't have them available. And apparently, it sounds to me like we're giving them brand new equipment. Every time I turn around and I try to figure this out, it sounds to me like we're giving them brand new equipment. And I don't get why you would do that when we don't even do that with our National Guard. They get hand-me-downs, usually. So who knows what they're doing. Now, the Navy has issued a new playbook for addressing the sailors' mental health needs. The Navy released a mental health playbook yesterday that aims to facilitate mental health conversations between commanders and their sailors and eliminate the often perceived stigma associated with those seeking help. Now, this is important because there has to be a little bit of compassion shown here when people do that, instead of just bullheadedness or pigheadedness, whatever you want to call it. There has to be some compassion. So hopefully this will bring that into it. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back because Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is going to be in the house. We're going to be talking about some stuff there that I'm sure is going to trip your trigger. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more and the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
Yep, it's going to be a good lunch, and I'm going to be having the Captain's Club, and I'd even invite Chris Markowski if he was in the neighborhood. But before we get to him, I want to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss, the Acura dealership that's in Tampa, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com is a website where you can find out more about them. But their Acura dealership sits right on North Florida Avenue, right beside the Nissan dealership they have there. You've got Moss Acura and Moss Nissan right there in Tampa on North Florida. And, of course, they have the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you are EMS, whether you are fire, whether or not you are police or sheriff or whatever you are, law enforcement, and, of course, church pastors, too, are treated like the kings and queens that you deserve to be because of the job you do keeping us free and safe. Now, your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care for the free oil changes and tire rotations you get for the life of the vehicle. Doesn't matter if it's a brand new one or if it's a certified pre-owned vehicle at Moss Acura. Check them out. See what they have to offer. And you'll see why Moss Acura people drive from all around the state and elsewhere to get there and buy and save money. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
You know, Joe Biden stepped in it again when he announced his new economic plan against China, and then suddenly, in the same breath, we wind up with the Supreme Court and the decision that's going to be made about the student loan forgiveness program, which doesn't look like it's going to go in favor of the president, does it?
I don't know. I mean, word I had late yesterday from people that are watching, the Biden attorneys, I guess, are doing very, very well. So I'm not so sure about that anymore. And that's, in my opinion, is devastating. It's giving more power to the president of the United States to do whatever he or she chooses to do. Not in a very good position right now. I guess the lawyers, as far as the ones that were suing the plaintiffs' lawyers, they screwed up yesterday, big time, I guess. And that's what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm. Well, in August, President Biden announced plans to forgive up to $20,000 in student loans per qualifying citizen. Now, nearly 26 million people applied for before the two federal courts issued orders blocking the program from them in November. The Supreme Court heard the oral arguments, and now the two cases will be decided on, and we'll have to see where this goes.
Yeah, but again, not a very, very bad precedent will be set if this is the case. And again, you know, why stop at 20? You know, that's personal sin. They said forgive the whole thing. And again, this is not good. Not good. You know, it's not fair to people that work their butts off to pay off their student loans. And you know, it's patently absurd. It really is.
Yeah. Does that mean they'll get $20,000 back for paying off their loans?
No, it does not.
That's right. And tell me that makes sense.
No, it doesn't. It never has. Again, there's no thought or consideration about lowering the cost of colleges. There's only the thought about, more printing more money and giving more money away. It's sad.
Now, in the meantime, down here in Florida, the new College of Florida board has officially abolished the office which is handling diversity, equity, and inclusion programs.
Well, I say great. It should be done at every college and university. That's why one of the reasons why colleges and universities are so expensive is because they have less educators, less professors, and more administrators for all this ridiculous nonsense, because that's exactly what it is. They should be looking to cut costs and lower the tuition, and that's where you start.
Now, I'm going to make a statement here, and then I'll ask you what you think. Inflation's resurgence isn't transitory. Is that an accurate statement?
This resurgence, it hasn't resurged. It's bouncing around. It's going to continue to do this.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that this upward surge, this new resurgence in inflation because of January's numbers. January's numbers, were up for a myriad of reasons. December's were low. And the weather was better in January. Inflation is going to remain, kind of persistent at where it is. And I don't think that they're going to be able to get it down to 2%. And I think that has a lot to do with, autos and many other things and aspects of, this climate change stuff, which has forced the price of certain products to stay up. How are you going to get them down if, regulations and legislation are going to keep those prices up?
Now, we're being told by members of the Fed in some areas that a half-point hike in the Fed is back on the table again. Is that true?
Oh, I mean, it was never off the table. Yeah, it was never off the table. They could do whatever they want to do. It's always been a possibility. And again, everybody, hemming and hawing over what the Fed's going to do next. I mean, my father. You know, they're going to do what they're going to do. I mean, you can't base your decisions on this. You know, people, you know, getting all upset at higher rates. Well, you know, for people who save, you know, you're able to move some money around. You're able to get a higher rate of return on your cash and your cash equivalents, which is nice. So, you know, you need to take advantage of that.
Have you been to the grocery store and taken a look at the price of beef?
My wife because she goes and she tells me, you know, what the prices are. I mean, she tends to, when there's sales that there are, cause, you know, we are on Long Island, we tend to shop not so much at grocery stores for stuff like that, but at butcher shops and whatnot. And, you know, she knows when stuff goes on sale and that's when she gets it. But, yeah, it's expensive. There's no doubt.
Well, one of the reasons is because the U.S. beef cattle herds are at their lowest level since 1962. After slipping another 3.6% last month, the USDA reported that the herd bred specifically for beef stood at about 28.9 million head, the lowest total recorded by that agency since 1962.
But again, we don't just get our beef from here, from in the United States. It's also from, you know, a lot of it's obviously from you know, down in Brazil and Argentina
and, yep.
Yeah, and other places as well. So, I mean, I think that this has been a kind of the trend here in the United States is we're getting away from, the whole cowboy and, you know, cattle business here in the United States for whatever reason it may be. Maybe it's, you know, it's the costs that are involved and the margins are just not good here.
Yeah, I think it's probably the cost. You're probably right about that. Now, let me ask you a question. Why are we giving China most favored nation status when they're taking all these actions against us? Why are we doing that?
With the World Trade Organization, that's been that way for a while. That kind of opened up China. It's going all the way back to the early 1990s, if I'm not mistaken, when that was instituted, and that hasn't changed. Again, it's one of the tools that you could use against them, I guess, but there's some consideration now because all the stuff on the COVID and the Wuhan and Institute there, and you know what took place. Who knows what's going to happen coming out of that? It seems to me that there's been some news coming out and basically reiterating what we all know if you have half a brain, but. There's no consensus, which meaning what? You know, they're not going to run with it because they don't want to upset the apple cart.
Now, your website is the watchdog, it's a watchdogonwallstreet.com, right?
Yes.
And people can go there, and all the different things you talk about on your show are over there. Your podcast is over there. And you never know what else might be over there, right?
Oh, all sorts of great stuff to help investors out and, you know, people with their savings and everything. So take advantage of everything that's there.
All right. Well, I will talk to you tomorrow. So have a good day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Check him out. And in the meantime, we'll be coming back with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after the top of the hour news and all that great stuff.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.